Mark Nixon from the Board of Water and Light. Mark, how are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine, trying to stay cool.
Nobody is joking around with hot enough for you because it is hot. I just wanted to get your perspective on a few things. And one of the things you and I were talking about yesterday, and you brought a nightmare back to mind, talking about the blackout of 2003. Tell us about that, what you remember and what the board faced as far as challenges back in 2003.
Well, like millions of people and certainly hundreds of utilities in the eastern part of the United States, you know, it was a nightmare. And, you know, everybody was scrambling. You know, it's been a long time since we've... In fact, I'd have to say, I think it's the largest... blackout in U.S. history, if I recall. It affected, you know, pretty much the eastern half of the United States. And at the Board of Water and Light, even though I was not here then, I certainly remember because I was in Lansing, and anybody who was here just remembers just suddenly everything shut down. I know from talking to my colleagues at the Board of Water and Light that, you know, they were scrambling like everybody else, and it takes time to, even when you have the ability to get power back to people, it takes time. If you do it wrong, you basically just end up blowing fuses, to put it into a, you know, homeowner's context. So, you know, it takes time once you have that happen to get it back on, even if you are immediately capable of giving power back to everybody. So it's a very slow process. Since that time, a lot of things have happened, including a federal act, which set some very specific standards for reliability for utilities across the nation, which is a good thing. It also means that we're actually talking more daily, in fact, many times a day, to utilities throughout our region. So we kind of are watching each other's back, which is also a good thing.
It seems when we have blackouts in the mid-Michigan area, and I should say more specifically in the southern half of Michigan, there are always other power companies. What happens when you have a blackout? What do you have to do first when you lose power?
Well, one of the first things, you've got to isolate the trouble. That's the first thing that our people, we have people on call 24/7, and that's just what they do. We have people in an undisclosed location. Yeah, we call it our nerve center, and we are watching those kind of things. And so you want to get people to the source of trouble. Sometimes it's easy to find out. If it's a windstorm, for instance, thunder or lightning, you may know exactly where that problem is. In a case of a blackout, that can be much more complicated. It could be in multiple places, but obviously you want to keep the public informed as best you can as well. Especially in a situation like today, if we did have, God forbid, a brownout or a blackout, I mean, you would want people to know what the status is, because heat is obviously an enemy to the human body, and we would want to make sure that those who are at risk, people in health conditions, get to cooling centers or other shelter where, you know, they can seek some comfort. So those are probably the two things. You know, respond as quickly as you can to get to the source of trouble. And then it's really just a matter of working through the problem, you know, kind of like they do in Nassau when they have a problem with the shuttle. You work through the problem, and you try as quickly as you can to get it restored, but you also have to think about safety, not only the safety of our customers, but certainly our crews who are, frankly, dealing with some pretty dangerous materials at times.
All right. When we have temperatures that are going to be in the 90s for a week straight, how much will that make the power usage jump for the Board of Water and Light, and in relation to its customers? Is there a percentage, and is there procedures of what you do to handle that?
Well, not necessarily a procedure that's any different than any other day, except that you know that we have, I think our record for energy production, electric production, is 500 megawatts, right around there, and that was back in the 90s. Yesterday, we got into the 490 megawatt range, so we were actually brushing kind of close to our record production.
What is that record?
It's roughly 500 megawatts, and I can't tell you the exact date and year. I think it was in the mid-90s. But, and it certainly happens on days or, you know, times like this when there's a lot of heat and humidity. People are reaching for their controls on the air conditioning. Air conditioning is certainly a big factor in our energy consumption. There's no doubt about it. And when you multiply, you know, you take your home, then you think about your business, and you think about your stores you visit. They're all, you know, hopefully they're all air conditioned today. You know, that all adds up. And, you know, but the nice, I guess to say, the nice thing since the blackout is there's greater cooperation with other utilities in Michigan and Midwest. So if they kind of know by talking to each other a lot, hey, Lansing needs a little more power. Okay, well, let's route some of that power there. Or Columbus, Ohio needs more power. Okay, we're going to help them out. The idea is if everybody's watching everybody's back, hopefully we will not have a repeat of the 2003 blackout.
All right, Mark, before I let you go, should folks have any challenges with power and their Board of Water and Light customers, what do they do?
First thing, easiest thing, call our customer service line, 702-6006, or they can call me directly. My phone number is 702-6735. I'm there every day.
Mark Nixon from the Board of Water and Light. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks, Tony.